what scientists don't know. Just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 9. Scientists have discovered a lot of amazing things, like how fast the earth spins and how far the earth is from the sun. Scientists know how to build rocket ships that blast into space, as well as submarines that travel through the seas. But there are countless things scientists don't know. Things like how many stars are in the Milky Way, or how many galaxies are in the universe. They don't know what's inside a black hole, or what lives at the very bottom of the deepest ocean. Scientists don't know exactly how a baby forms in his mother's womb. That means they aren't entirely sure how you and I became you and I. Why are there so many things scientists don't know yet? Because God created this universe and everything in it. And he's more creative than anyone could ever dream of being. What's truly amazing is that God gave us the ability to learn about and explore his magnificent creation. What scientists do know, as well as the things they don't yet know, gives us all the more reason to marvel at God's indescribable creativity and power. But even though God is indescribable, there are countless things we can know about him. For example, you can know he loves you, and his love will never change. You can read that in Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 3. You can know he'll save you from your sins if you'll believe in Jesus and follow him. You can read that in John chapter 3 verse 16. You can know he has a perfect and wonderful plan for your life, even if you don't always understand it. You can read that in Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. Dear God, there are so many things about this world I'll never understand. But I do understand you love me and only want the best for me. I will trust you always. And I'm so thankful I will never stop learning about you. Did you know, in the Bible, a man named Job lost everything, and he asked God why? God answered him with a whole list of things men and women will never understand. Things like where the sea begins and where light and darkness live. Read Job chapter 38. How many other things about God's creation are just too wonderful for us to know?